Well, the stock market rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 174 points at the closing bell, and we're up about 59 points on this Tuesday morning. I'm Bob Clark. It's now time for our stock update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the 2020 presidential election continues today. Voters going to the polls in New Hampshire. Now, since the start of the election year, the stock market has been basically in a holding pattern. We've seen a lot of volatility, though. Should investors be prepared for a major correction at some point this year?
Well, Bob, maybe this morning, correction on the upside. We're seeing the NASDAQ hitting all-time highs, and maybe we'll see this market, the NASDAQ especially hit 9,000, and also the Dow hit 30,000. You talked about the New Hampshire primary. I guess you can call it the Democratic version of a circular firing squad. That's what's going on this morning. So, again, be prepared for the next correction. It's always a good idea to keep some of your powder dry. Again, having funds that are managed, take advantage of opportunities out there. Again, I'm not talking about the ones that Wall Street media is promoting, but instead the ones that are right underneath our noses, Bob.
Well, what are those opportunities that are right there underneath our noses?
We all know that central banks, including the Fed, are going to do everything they can to keep this market up. Case in point, last week, after a long lunar holiday, China announced it was injecting $135 billion into their economy to buoy its market after the outbreak of coronavirus. Again, we know what's going on with that. That's becoming a bit more serious than a lot of people thought about. Again, negative interest rates, quantitative easing, repo market liquidity, our trillion-dollar deficit spending. Now the world is coordinating money printing, and it's called a la modern monetary theory.
Are you saying that that is money printing that is limitless and can go on forever?
That's what the modern monetary theorists would expound, Bob, but take a seat back and look at what's really happening with this limitless printing. Real assets, real estate, infrastructure projects, precious metals, energy. Eventually, all this printing will catch up to some form of inflation with real assets going up in price. Again, we see gold as one of those assets that makes up about right now about 3% of what the world's sovereign debt is. And again, if gold went up to $1,900 an ounce, that would be only 5% of all the world's debt. Mm-hmm. So again, you see real assets and real companies with real earnings and real dividends make sense. Again, initially in 1991, Seth Common's book, A Margin of Safety, talked about risk-averse investing with the thoughtful investor. Again, it's become the Bible of basically long-term investors. It's, you can get it on Amazon, of course. Again, I want to conclude that the market is volatile, and again, many investors have become a little delusional.
Well, how so?
Remember what Mark Twain said about those junior mining stocks.
Yeah, just a hole in the ground with a liar on top.
There's a lot of investments out there. You name them. Again, there's lots of liars out there on Wall Street. You want to avoid some of those investments that are pie in the sky. Again, oriented investment investors that are basically value-oriented want to look at prospects of real assets that are backed up with things that are real. Again, buying investments that are not just hot air, but again, that have, you know, long-term gains potential. So again, 34 years in business, I've seen a lot of heartache, Bob. My best advice to my clients is maybe not the thing I recommended investing, but maybe the one I talked them out of it. So basically, keep your powder dry. Again, there'll be that correction you just talked about earlier, and just keep your powder dry. Just be patient, because sometimes this market does take a downturn, and you need to react instead of just react.
Well, as you know, though, I mean, investors seem to react instead of act for.
That's behavioral finance. Yeah. Investors, Bob, are more afraid about losing their money than market gains. Since 1976, Dalbar study shows that 80% of investors never achieve the investment results of the published Morningstar reports. It's, again, fear of losing. Investors keep from reaching their financial goals by basically paying for college and their kids' college funds, mm-hmm. and also their retirement by not sticking with their retirement plan.
Okay. How can our listeners reach you and your team, Pavlos?
Well, everybody drive out there safe today, because a lot of ice on the roads, so be safe with your investments as well. But you can reach us this morning, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. I also want to mention that Jeffrey Candelaria and Fundaxi is going to be at the C&M Training Center at 5 p.m. tonight. And lastly, I want to mention securities investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Again, everybody take your time when you're going to work or school. It could be pretty hairy out there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pavlos. Let's get an update on traffic.